All right, in the interest of time, we're going to go ahead and get started. Hopefully Commissioner McKissick can join us as soon as he can. Good morning, let's come to order, please, and go on the record. I'm Charlotte Mitchell, Chair of the Utilities Commission, and with me this morning are the following commissioners. When I call your name, please announce your presence. Commissioner Brown Bland.
Good morning, I'm present.
Commissioner Gray.
Good morning.
Commissioner Kleinfelter.
Yes, good morning.
Commissioner Duffley.
Good morning.
And Commissioner Hughes.
Good morning.
And there he is, Commissioner McKissick.
Finally, I'm here. Thank you.
All right. Let the record reflect, Commissioner McKissick is with us. All right. In compliance with the State Government Ethics Act, I remind members of the commission of their duty to avoid conflicts of interest and inquire as to whether any member of the commission has a known conflict of interest with respect to matters coming before us this morning. The record will reflect that no conflicts have been identified, so we will proceed with public staff electric item P1. Mr. Saylor, you may proceed.
I'm Scott Saylor with the Public Staff Energy Division. Item P1 consists of applications for amended certificates of public convenience and necessity for solar PV electric generating facilities. The public staff recommends that the commission approve the applications and issue the amended certificates.
Move approval of the recommendation.
Second.
All right, it's been moved and seconded that the item be approved as recommended by the public staff. Any questions or any discussion? Hearing none, I'll call the roll for a vote. Indicate your support for the motion with an aye and your opposition with a no. Commissioner Brown Bland.
Aye.
Commissioner Gray.
Aye.
Commissioner Kleinfelter.
Aye.
Commissioner Duffley.
Aye.
Commissioner Hughes.
Aye.
Commissioner McKissick.
Aye.
And for the motion, I support, for the record, I support the motion as well, and the motion carries. All right, we will proceed to public staff water item P1. Mr. Junis, you're up.
Yes, ma'am. I am Charles Junis, engineer with Public Staff Water, Sewer, and Telephone Division. Water item P1 filed by Aqua North Carolina Inc. and docket number W218. Sub 526A is applications for approval to implement 4 secondary water quality system improvement projects. On March 8th, 2021, the public staff filed its report and recommendations regarding the applications. The public staff recommends that the commission issue the proposed order authorizing Aqua to implement its 4 proposed filtration projects to comply with secondary water quality standards.
I move approval of the recommendation.
And I second Commissioner Brown Bland's motion.
All right, it's been moved and seconded that the item be approved as recommended by the public staff. Any questions or discussion? All right, hearing none, I'll call the roll for a vote. Indicate your support for the motion with an aye and your opposition with a no. Commissioner Brown Bland.
Aye.
Commissioner Gray.
Aye.
Commissioner Kleinfelter.
Aye.
Commissioner Duffley.
Aye.
Commissioner Hughes.
Are you going behind me?
Aye.
Commissioner McKissick.
Aye.
And for the record, I support the motion as well, and the motion carries.
Thank you very much. Water item P2 has been pulled. I think everybody's aware of that, so we'll jump to water item P3, filed by Aqua North Carolina Inc. in docket number W218 sub 544. Is an application for authority to transfer franchises for providing water utility service in Shepherd's Way and the Oaks at Hunter Hill subdivisions in Nash County to Nash County, which is exempt from commission regulation. The commission staff suggested changes to the proposed order, including a footnote providing additional information about prior commission decisions regarding gain or loss on sale. The public staff and Aqua have reviewed the changes and find them acceptable. The public staff recommends that the commission issue the proposed order as modified, approving the transfer to owner exempt from regulation, canceling the franchises, and requiring customer notice.
I'll move approval of the recommendation.
Second.
All right, it's been moved and seconded that the item be approved as recommended by the public staff. Are there any questions? All right, hearing none, I'll call the roll for a vote. Commissioner Brown, indicate your support for the motion with an aye and your opposition with a no. Commissioner Brown Bland.
Aye.
Commissioner Gray.
Aye.
Commissioner Kleinfelter.
Aye.
Commissioner Duffley?
Aye.
Commissioner Hughes?
Aye.
Commissioner McKissick?
Aye.
And for the record, I support the motion as well, and the motion carries. All right, thank you, Mr. Junis. The commission now has its minutes of March 1st, 2021 staff conference before us for approval.
I'll move approval.
Second.
All right, Commissioner Gray has moved that the minutes of March 1 be approved, and that motion has been seconded by Commissioner Duffley. Any questions or discussion before I call for a vote? All right, all in favor of approving our minutes indicate with an aye.
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 Any opposed? All right, our minutes of March 1, 2021 are approved. Any additional business for the commission this morning? All right, hearing none, we will be adjourned. Thank you, everybody.